It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
It is good to have the money man, Mick Floyd, back on deck with another big week of Greyhound racing to come. Mick, how are you, mate?
Very well, thank you, Michael. Yeah, back after a week off and straight at the deep end. There are good races right around the country and really looking forward to what is going to be an outstanding week of racing.
And we had some big news in the last 24 hours too, with one of the superstars heading into retirement.
Yeah, 208 years, one of the greatest players we've ever seen. Was retired on Monday. He's look, he'll definitely go down as one of the greats. He's a six-time Group 1 winner. He's got three Metropolitan track records to his name. He's got the third fastest time ever at Sandown, the second fastest at the Meadows. And he won, not just was he a very fast dog, he won three speed stars, but the longevity of the greyhound as well. He's he actually turns five in February, which is remarkable. He won a Group 1 race over three calendar years, which, look, there's only one other greyhound I can think of that would have done that. That was the great Bold Tree. So anytime you're being benchmarked against a greyhound like Poultrees, it shows you where you stand in the scheme of things. And look, I think it was an outstanding career. Rob Britton handled him extremely well. And you just can't help but wonder what might have been had he had a little bit of luck in terms of injuries and box draws. He was mad for the rail, as we know, towards the end of his career, and he just couldn't find the red box. So with a little bit of luck, his record could have been even better. But with $1 million in the bank, he's certainly handled himself very well.
Yeah, absolutely. He was a star of the sport, so remarkable career indeed. The racing world moves on, though, and we've got one of the first features for the year at Sandown Park, which will be held tomorrow night as well.
We do, yes. Two listed races, the first of our features for the year, the Australian Sprint and Maidment Memorial. The Australian Sprint's a very good race, but the one I'm really excited about is the Maidment Memorial. Jason Adams mentioned last week, Houdini Boy trialled after last Sunday before, and look, he was absolutely brilliant. He took two and a bit lengths off the track record, but he's come up with box four on Thursday night, which may be a little bit problematic. We know he's racing traits. He does tend to drop out and come home hard over the top, but in a race of this quality, he can't afford to be too far off these greyhounds, especially when you've got the likes of Webleg Ace, Fernando Caz, even the likes of Kraken Doll and Lucy's Milo, who are probably better suited over the sprint trip, but stepping up over the distance can find themselves in a forward position. So he's not going to be able to drop out and find himself too far back with too much work to do. But look, a very fast greyhound. The one I really like in this race is Fernando Caz. Drawn the red, has been racing in fantastic form, has twice won over the 5.95, breaking 34 seconds both times, and looks very well suited there. If she can jump and find the lead, and there's every chance she will. She's a very quick greyhound early, and it's going to be very hard to beat. Around about the $5 mark looks pretty good value to me.
So you're taking on Houdini Boy then?
Yeah, just on the price, Houdini Boy at $1.95, I think it's just a little bit short. As I said, if he does find a little bit of trouble in the run, and you've got a greyhound like Fernando Caz out in front running 33.88, which she's not only capable of, has done twice, then look, it's going to be a big ask for him to run her down. If he does, it's going to be one of the runs of the year, and I'll be quite happy to be proven wrong. But at that price, $5 for Fernando Caz looks pretty good value to me.
Gee, it's a big few days around Australia because we've got some mouthwatering racing. The match racing hits Albion Park on Thursday night, and then Saturday, a triple Group 1 night at Wendy Park.
Yeah, absolutely. And this match race series up in Brisbane is, in a lot of ways, it's probably the most valuable or the biggest prize for any greyhound or any match race series in the country. Of course, the winner of this series gets a ticket straight into the Gold Bullion Final, a Group 1 event worth $150,000 to the winner in a couple of weeks' time. So there's a lot at stake in this race, and it's a really good field as well. Tommy Shelby is the headline act, the Group 1 Hobart 1000 winner. Went to Brisbane last week, had a couple of little issues around the quarantine and what rules would be in place when they went up there. So they made the decision, and it paid off. They qualified for this series running 29.74, has come up with the outside draw in the match race. Of course, these greyhounds are paired off in the race book 1 versus 2, 3 versus 4. The odd numbered greyhounds have jumped from the inside, the evens from the outside. So he'll jump from the outside of Magical Hope, who's a very good greyhound in her own right. Ran 29.71, slightly quicker than Tommy Shelby last week, but drawn the outside, I expect Tommy Shelby with that extra run under the belt to be very, very hard to beat. And around $3.60 to win to run the last time overall does look pretty good as well. The favourite being Centum's Tony Brett's local up there. Tony Brett knows a thing or two about getting dogs right in big races, but I think Tommy Shelby will be very hard to beat. And again, that $3.65, pretty good to me.
Absolutely. We've got good racing at Ballarat tonight as well. So where are we going for our best of the next few days?
The best look, I really like Fernando Caz at that price at $5. You mentioned that race at Sandown tomorrow night. You mentioned that race at Ballarat tonight, the anniversary trophy, an 8,500 to the winner race, and they'd be delighted with the quality of that race up there. You've got Yozo Bale, Shimmer Shine, and Pirate Pete, the Ballarat Cup winner and the last two track record holders in there. Yozo Bale's $3.30 after drawing the red, but Pirate Pete's the one I'm pretty keen on. There is a scratching, the reserve goes in, won't cause any trouble at all for Pirate Pete out in box number 8. He's around $3.10 and does look the one to beat for mine. And good luck to the punters who jumped on Tyler Durden in the National Derby final up at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. There was a one that someone's had 100 to win, 500 to place, but 200 to 1 and 50 to 1 before the heats last week. He's come up with the red box in the finals now, $3.60 even, equal favourites. So good luck to the punters there, and it looks like a couple of others have followed him as well. So good luck to those punters, and brace yourself for the tab, because that's a very big result if he does get up.
You like an early long-range selection. You weren't one of these lucky punters, were you, Mick?
I did see a bit of chatter about him, and there's a couple of...
Did?
No, I didn't get any, unfortunately. I was away. I picked the wrong week to be away. But, good luck to those guys. And fingers crossed, he takes full advantage of the red box.
Well, we'll cheer him home. Good on you, Mick. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
Mick Floyd with all the Greyhound news. We'll take a quick break for the 10 o'clock news. On the other side, it'll be Dean Lester finding us the winners at Sandown, and Harry White will look at Moe.